A January letter from the tribe to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game urged the state to enforce rules limiting the subsistence harvest only to Alaska residents. That prevented the fishing vessel Julia Kay, whose captain lives in Washington State, from performing its annual row on hemlock harvest. The Julia Kay and Captain Steve Demert annually delivered row for free to residents of Sitka and surrounding communities. The project was paid for by commercial fishermen who participate in Sitka's annual sack row herring fishery. Last fall, the tribal council voted almost unanimously to ask for more enforcement, with only then-member George Paul in opposition. But since then, Councilmember Dale Williams has publicly stated that he's changed his mind about tougher enforcement, not realizing how many communities obtained roe from the Julia Kay. Former tribal councilmember Tom Gamble was among those urging tougher enforcement last fall. He appeared at Wednesday night's tribal council meeting saying he took exception to Williams's letter, and he explained his stance on the subsistence harvest. Having someone harvest roe on behalf of traditional users wasn't the same, he said, as letting the traditional users do it themselves. Gamble made an analogy using the Pebble Mine project in western Alaska.
If the people that want to expand Pebble Mine come up to the native inhabitants and say, look, we realize that you're no longer going to catch sockeye salmon in the millions of pounds that you used to, so how about we just annually buy you a million pounds of fresh canned tuna in trade, and that will fix your subsistence problem because you're still going to have fish to eat. That takes away the spirituality of the whole harvesting for me. It means absolutely nothing if I'm going to go and grab eggs off of somebody's boat to go and give it to somebody else.
Also at the meeting was former tribal council member George Paul, who, before his removal from the council, was the lone vote against tougher enforcement of subsistence roe regulations. Paul said the Julia Kay needs to be able to distribute the roe, and that efforts by the tribe to do so were not as plentiful as what the Julia Kay was able to bring in.
The herring eggs isn't going out to the tribal citizens in brown boxes. What's going out is in shopping bags. And unlike the Julia Kay, where it's anybody that wants it, it's to a defined closed clientele. From what I'm understanding, it's tribal elders.
A motion was made during the meeting to rescind the tribe's letter to Fish and Game, but it failed, 6-2. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.